Welcome to the Distance Learning Program of Atomic Energy Education Society, Mumbai. Today we are going to discuss Module 3 of Chapter 5, Class 12 Mathematics, Continuity and Differentiability. The important concepts which we are going to discuss today are derivative of inverse trigonometry functions, logarithmic and exponential functions, and logarithmic differentiation. You have already learned in chapter 2 inverse trigonometry functions and its properties. Now here we will try to find the derivative of the inverse trigonometry functions, and we will explain what is a logarithmic function and what is an exponential function, and using the properties of logarithm how to find the derivative of some of the functions. So let us move on to the first concept, that is finding the derivative of inverse trigonometry function. So we begin with the function sine inverse x. Let's see how to find the derivative of sine inverse x. So let us take y equal to sine inverse x. It can be written as x is equal to sine y. Now this equation, if you differentiate both sides with respect to x, the left side is x, the derivative of x with respect to x is 1. The right side is d by dx of sine y. We cannot differentiate sine y with respect to x, so we change the variable, so it becomes d by dy of sine y into dy by dx, the chain rule condition, that is cos y into dy by dx. Therefore, dy by dx becomes 1 upon cos y, which is equal to 1 upon cos of sine inverse x. Now, this value xs if sine inverse x is not equal to minus pi by 2, pi by 2, that is x is not equal to minus 1, 1. So x cannot take these two values. So if x belongs to minus 1, 1, this value xs, that is open interval minus 1, 1. So when x belongs to open interval minus 1, 1, the value of sine inverse x will be equal to x. Now just find the value of cos y. Cos square y is 1 minus sine square y. It becomes 1 minus sine square. Y is sine inverse x. So when y is sine inverse x, the equation becomes 1 minus sine square of sine inverse x. But sine square of sine inverse x becomes x square. Therefore, cos square y becomes 1 minus x square. But cos y is positive. Therefore, cos y is equal to root of 1 minus x square. So when x belongs to minus 1, 1, the dy by dx is 1 upon cos y, which is equal to 1 upon root of 1 minus x square. So we can see that d by dx of sine inverse x is equal to 1 upon root of 1 minus x square. Here is if you suppose you replace x by a function of x, d by dx of sine inverse of fx, in the formula also you will have a change. It becomes 1 upon root of 1 minus fx square into d by dx of fx. The function of function rule will play here. Okay. So same manner we can find the derivative of other inverse trigonometry functions, cos inverse x, tan inverse x, cot inverse x, sec inverse x and cosec inverse x. Okay. I have given a table where you can see the derivative of these functions. Cos inverse x is minus 1 upon root of 1 minus x square, tan inverse x is 1 upon root of 1 upon 1 plus x square, cot inverse x is minus 1 upon 1 plus x square, sec inverse x is 1 upon x root of x square minus 1, and cosec inverse x is minus 1 upon x root of x square minus 1. Then let us move on to exponential and logarithmic functions. So what is an exponential function? You have already learned all these concepts in lower classes, exponential functions and the properties of exponentials. But here we are just seeing exponential function. An exponential function is a mathematical function of the form fx is equal to a power x, where x is a variable and a is a constant. This a is called the base of the exponent. If this base happens to be e, that is normally taken as the value of e is 2.71828, it's a constant, then this expression, that is the value of fx, will be converted into e power x. This is the most commonly used exponential function. Fx is equal to e power x. Now, given the graph of y equal to 2 power x, y equal to 3 power x, and y equal to 0.5 raised to x, and the graph of y equal to 10 power x. So just have a look at the graph. What is the graph of y equal to 2 power x? What is the graph of y equal to 3 power x? What is the graph of y equal to 0.5 raised to x? And the graph of y equal to 10 power x. You can draw this graph, you're giving values for x, different values for x, and then plot the points, you will get the graph of these functions. Okay. Exponential functions with the base 10, if the base of the exponential is 10, then that is normally called as common exponential. And if the base is e, the constant e which we have written, is then it is normally called as natural exponential function. Now let's see the definition of logarithm. Let a greater than 1 be a real number, then we say logarithm of a number n, n capital N, to base a is x. That is, if you can write n equal to a power, it is in the exponential form. If n can be expressed as a power x, then we write the logarithm of capital N with the base as the base of the exponent is equal to the power which you got. That is, log n to the base is equal to x. Example, we know that a can be written as 2 raised to 3. So here the base is, base of the exponent is 2, the power is 3 here. So using this definition, we can write logarithm of 8 with the base as 2 is equal to 3. So a logarithmic function is a function of the form y equal to log x to the base a, where x is greater than 0, a is greater than 0, and a is not equal to 1. If the base of the logarithm is 10, then that is normally called as common logarithm. And if the base of the logarithm is c, then it is normally called as natural logarithm. So I have given some graph here, the graph of y equal to log x with a base as 2, with a base as c, and with base as 10 in figure 3. So just check the graph. If y equal to log x to the base 2, y equal to log x to the base c, and y equal to log x to the base 10. Now if you plot the graph of y equal to e power x, that is the exponential function, and the graph of y equal to log x, note that here the base is e, in the same graph, then we can see that these two curves are the mirror images of each other with respect to the line y equal to x. That means if you draw the graph of y equal to log x with a base as e, y equal to e power x, and y equal to x, then if you fold the graph along y equal to x, these two graphs, the graph of y equal to e power x and the graph of y equal to log x, coincide. That's why it is called as mirror image. Now some properties of logarithm, this we will be using while doing the problem. Okay, so just look at the first one. Log mn to the base a is equal to log m to the base a plus log n to the base a. That is it. Very simple meaning is logarithm of product of functions is equal to sum of their logarithm. Take the logarithm of the function separately, then add it. Similarly, logarithm of quotient of functions, that is log m by n, is equal to log m minus log n. It is difference of their logarithm. Then third one, log m power n, that is when it is in the power form, it will be n into log m to the base e. And fourth, log m to the base e is equal to log m to the base b upon log a to the base b. This result is called as base changing. All these properties can be derived with the help of the properties of exponentials which you have studied in class 6, 7, 8, etc. That is x power m into x power n is x power m plus n, x power m by x power n is x raised to m minus n. Using these properties, we can prove these results. Using the definition of derivative, we can prove that the derivative of e power x is equal to e power x with respect to x, and the derivative of log x is equal to 1 upon x. So these are some of the results which we will be using while doing the problems here. So we move on to logarithmic differentiation. If the given function is a function raised to function, if the given function is a function raised to function, or it is product or quotient of many functions, then we use logarithmic differentiation. So note that when we use logarithmic differentiation, that is when we can apply these properties of logarithm, that condition is there. That is, either it is a function raised to function, or it is product of many functions, complex product, or it is quotient of functions, or product and quotient together. All these concepts comes where we can use these properties, we use logarithmic differentiation. So let us see the first case when the function is a function raised to function. Let us take y equal to fx raised to 5x, taking logarithm with base e on both sides, left side will be log y equal to log fx raised to phi x, which means it is log y equal to phi x into log fx, log m power n formula is applied here, n log m. Now you differentiate both sides with respect to x. So when you differentiate, the left side derivative of log y will be 1 upon y into dy by dx. The right side is phi x into log fx, it is product rule you can apply here. So you get phi x into derivative of log fx will be 1 upon fx into f dash x plus log fx into phi dash x. So bringing y to the right side, you get dy by dx is equal to y into phi x into f dash x by fx plus log fx into phi dash. This is the general form of those type of functions when you differentiate that. So here fx and phi x must always be positive, as otherwise their logarithms are not defined. This process, the process of finding the differentiation using this result, that is using logarithm, that is normally called as logarithmic differentiation. Okay. Now let us see some examples. If x power y equal to e raised to x minus y, prove that dy by dx is equal to log x divided by 1 plus log x whole square. So the given condition is x power y equal to e raised to x minus y. Just take log on both sides, you get y log x is equal to x minus y. I'm just rearranging the equation, then I get y log x plus y equal to x. Left side y is common, taking y outside, y into 1 plus log x is equal to x. So we can write y is equal to x upon 1 plus log x, which is a function of x. Now you just differentiate using quotient rule. You get dy by dx is equal to log x upon 1 plus log x whole square. So then move on to question 2. If x power m into y power n is equal to x plus y raised to m plus n, prove that dy by dx is equal to y by x. So just take log on both sides of x power m into y power n equal to x plus y raised to m plus n. Taking logarithm, log x power m y power n is equal to log x plus y raised to m plus n. So note that the left side you have log m into n form as well as log m power n. So first apply log m into n. So when you apply log m into n, log x power m plus log y raised to n you will get it. It can be written as m log x plus n log y. The right side also apply the property of logarithm. So you get m plus n into log x plus y. Now you just differentiate this equation with respect to x. Derivative of log x is 1 upon x, so the first term is m log x, so it becomes m upon x plus n into derivative of log y with respect to x. Log y we cannot differentiate with respect to x directly, so what we do is we write it as d by dy of log y into dy upon dx, that is it is n upon y into dy by dx. Similarly, when you differentiate the right side, it will be m plus n into 1 upon x plus y into 1 plus dy by dx. Now just rearrange the equation and simplifying, we get the value of dy by dx as y upon x. Now we will move on to question 3. This question is important. Differentiate log x power x plus x power log x with respect to x. See, the common message which we normally see is for all these problems, when it is function raised to function, you just take log. So when you take log, the right side is log of m plus n form. There is no formula for m plus n. So don't make that mistake. Here what we do is there are two functions on the right side. That is y is, let us take y equal to log x power x plus x power log x. Take the first term as u and the second term as v. That is u is a function of x, v is a function of x, y is clearly a function of x. So y becomes u plus v. The question is find the derivative of y with respect to x. So differentiating this equation, you get dy upon dx is equal to du by dx plus dv by dx. Now you try to find the value of du by dx and dv by dx separately. U is log x power x. So take log on both sides. So you get log u equal to x log x. Now you differentiate with respect to x. When you differentiate, you get the left side as 1 upon u into du by dx, which is equal to, using product rule on the right side, it becomes log x in plus 1 upon log x. Therefore, du by dx becomes cross multiplying by u into log x plus 1 upon log x. This is the value of du by dx. Similarly, if you find the value of dv by dx, v is x raised to log x. Taking log on both sides, you get log v is equal to log x into log x, that is log x whole square. Differentiating with respect to x, 1 upon v into dv by dx will be
2 log x by x. That means dv by dx is v into 2 log x by x. Now substitute these values of du by dx and dv by dx in equation 1. Then you get dy by dx is u into log x plus 1 upon log x plus v into 2 log x by x. Substituting the value of u and v, we get the value of dy by dx as log x power x into log x plus 1 upon log x plus x power log x into 2 log x by x. So this is the result that you will be getting in this case. We move on to question 4. Differentiate tan inverse root of 1 plus x square minus 1 upon x with respect to x. So this is a case of inverse trigonometric function. So first we simplify the bracket expression if possible. So here we can simplify by a substitution. So put x is equal to tan theta. So then y will be equal to tan inverse root of 1 plus tan square theta minus 1 upon tan theta. That is 1 plus tan square theta is sec square theta. So this simplifies tan inverse sec theta minus 1 upon tan theta. That is tan inverse 1 minus cos theta divided by sin theta you will get. 1 minus cos theta can be written as 2 sin square theta by 2, and sin theta can be written as 2 sin theta by 2 into cos theta by 2. So it becomes y equal to tan inverse tan theta by 2, which is theta by 2. But the substitution is x is tan theta. Therefore, theta from this equation, we get it as tan inverse x. So substitute the value of theta here, it becomes 1 by 2 into tan inverse x. Now you just differentiate this equation. So dy by dx will be 1 by 2 into d by dx of tan inverse x. Derivative of tan inverse x is 1 upon 1 plus x square. So we get the value of dy by dx as 1 upon 2 into 1 plus x square. So the summary is, the most important concept is logarithmic differentiation here. If the given function is a function raised to function or product or quotient of many functions, we use logarithmic differentiation. Okay. So let y equal to fx raised to 5x. You just take logarithm and then simplify it to get the value of dy by dx as y into 5x into f dash x by fx plus log fx into 5 dash x. Also we can see that dy by dx can be written as 1 upon dx by dy. So these are the results that you have in this module. Some questions for practice was given. So just please try to complete that. Thank you and have a nice day.